personally, I thought Mary was easy to talk to. I told her about this habit that I used to have of studying other people's mothers. I asked if she thought this made me strange. Not strange. She gazed into my eyes. Just very responsible and very kind. It wasn't really kindness or responsibility, I explained. I was only doing what I could to make sure that B could be more like everyone else. Ordinary. Unremarkable. Normal. Mary seemed especially polite and nice to Uncle Freddy. Are there any photographs of your sister and her husband?
Yes, plenty, said Uncle Freddy. I even got them printed once.
And where do you keep them?
In a biscuit tin.
And do you or the girls ever look at them?
No,
he said. In a low voice, he explained that he didn't look at them at all.
Listen, you see.
He stumbled over his words, coughing from time to time.
There is one thing I hate to do more than anything in the world, and that is anything. Anything at all that might upset them.
I understand. I really do, said Mary, her eyes all liquidy and her face all focused. Talking about death and sadness is difficult for everyone, especially under the circumstances. But all the evidence suggests that it is almost definitely better than not saying anything at all. Uncle Freddy nodded his head and then shook his head and then stayed perfectly still for a while. B and I looked at him. And we looked at each other. And I realized, possibly for the first time, that Uncle Freddy was sad too.